Hello, and welcome to Stuart Molina's first podcast. I'm Stuart Molina, and before we start, I'd like to begin by apologizing. This is my first podcast, and I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about it, and I realize that the sound quality isn't what it might be, and all I can say is that with each one, I hope to improve the quality, and let's see where it takes us. The other caveat I'd like to offer is that there won't be any pre-recorded music on this podcast for legal reasons, copyright reasons. I will, however, play some segments of music on my piano, and again, here I must apologize because the piano is rather out of tune. Opening night for the Harrisburg Symphony is October 7th and 8th, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. It's a fantastic program. I actually think that each piece is a wonderful piece of music and very pleasing for the audience to listen to. For this podcast, I'd like to take you through each of these pieces, talk about the music, talk about the pieces, what makes them tick, and perhaps give you something to listen for that you might not have thought of otherwise. We begin with music of Beethoven, his famous Leonore Overture No. 3. Now you might be wondering right away, Leonore Overture No. 3? Why are there three Leonore Overtures? Well, first of all, it's an overture that was written for his opera Fidelio. Originally, Fidelio was titled Leonora, which is the name of the leading female part, the heroine of the piece. And Beethoven struggled to create what he thought was the correct overture for it. He wrote three Leonora overtures, and ironically, he scrapped all three of them and wrote a fourth overture, which he called, appropriately, the Fidelio Overture, a terrific overture in its own right, and he used that with the opera. But the three Leonora overtures are each gems in their own, and certainly the third is a masterpiece, and thus we hear it as a program opener often in orchestra concerts. Leonora Overture No. 3 probably was scrapped, at least in my mind, because it really gives away the opera. The opera tells the story of Leonora, who is trying to rescue her husband Florestan, who has been taken prisoner and thrown into the depths of the dungeons. And Leonora dresses as a man and, in the end, of course, is successful in rescuing him. The very attribute that makes this overture ill-suited as an overture for the opera, the fact that it tells the story, makes it a very compelling overture as a concert piece because it serves as kind of this mini-drama, self-contained, and it tells the same story. It begins very simply with a downward scale as though we are actually descending the steps towards Florestan's dungeon. Immediately following this introduction, we have a little bit of a snippet from one of Florestan's arias in which he's singing from the dungeon about the springtime of his youth that he has now lost. And we hear this very beautifully in the clarinets in the orchestra. The overture continues with this lengthy, slow, mellow, somber introduction, and then immediately launches into a heroic theme. But we don't hear it in full blast at first. We hear it almost as a whisper. And then it grows and grows and grows and then explodes into a full orchestral version. Of course, I'm not going to be able to capture this on the piano, but I can at least give you a sense of what this theme is. This is typical Beethoven, the idea of taking an idea and pushing it again and again and again as though he couldn't possibly repeat it any more times, and then he repeats it a few more times. It builds a tremendous tension in the music. From here, the overture progresses as a standard sonata form. You have a first theme, a second theme, very lovely contrasts, and then you reach a moment where suddenly it stops, and you have an offstage trumpet playing a fanfare. We'll hear this fanfare twice, each time followed by kind of a meandering theme, and we don't know where it's going to lead. But the second time, it leads inevitably back to a restatement of our theme. The last thing that I'd like to mention about this overture is perhaps the most exciting moment. One of my favorite moments in the overture is right towards the end. The music starts winding down, and again, typical for Beethoven, he takes the theme and starts shrinking it to its elemental form. And soon we just have three notes that represent this entire theme. And as soon as we've heard that, immediately the violins start exploding in a very fast passage of scales. Each group of string instruments comes in one after another, starting with the violins, then the violas, then the cellos, and finally the basses join. In a unison of incredible energy and build. I can't possibly capture this on the piano, so I'm not even going to try. You won't be able to miss it. This is a unique passage in Beethoven, and it builds to one of the most satisfying and triumphal endings in all of his repertoire, certainly equal to that you find at the end of the Fifth Symphony, and almost quite to the level of the Ninth Symphony. This is Beethoven at his very best. And as always, Beethoven at his best is when he's most human. This is a piece about human struggle and a piece about triumph over adversity. It's a great lift of the human spirit to hear this work, and I think it's a great opening for our season.